Going to do a very short sermon now because really it's just finishing what I was preaching before. Because we were talking about baptism and how it there is baptism in the past, baptism in the present, baptism in the future. There's baptism in the past when we get saved and we first receive the Spirit. And then there's baptism now by where the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and baptizes us daily. And then there is this idea that we will be baptized one day. If we are faithful and live a baptized life, if like Naaman, we go through the 7 washings, if we allow God to speak through His Word to us daily, then one day we will be fully baptized in full measure. By the Holy Spirit. You see, at the moment, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. But the Bible speaks of it like it's this light of God in jars of clay. People cannot see the Holy Spirit inside of you if they look at you. It's like it's hidden within. Do you remember Gideon and his army? Remember the Midianites came and attacked the people of God. And God told Midian that you're going to take this battle to the Midianites and I will give them into your hands. And he rallied the people and many people, thousands of people came to him. But God said to him, the people whom are with you are too many for me to deliver Midian into your hands.
See, God
wanted to put Gideon to death. Gideon looked at his big army and thought, I've got enough men here. But God said, you need to send most of them away. Because your trust is in your army rather than the name of the living God. So in the end, Gideon was left with 300 men. From 30,000 to 300. You can imagine Gideon looking at his army thinking, what am I doing? I must be crazy. Why did I let all those guys go? Have you seen how big that Midian army is? But he trusted in the Lord his God. Because God always does things that we don't expect. He will always put you in a position of weakness and death. Because it's only in that position of death where the power of God can be seen truly. You see, if Gideon had won that battle with 30,000 men, he could have said, because it's my strong army that helped me. But God deliberately weakened him so that it had to be seen that God had to move. This is how God moves in our lives. He will deliberately put you in a very weak position. So that the only way out is His power and resurrection. Remember the Apostle Paul said, we despaired even of life. But this happened so that we would not trust in ourselves, but trust in God, who raises the dead. And Gideon, he took those 300 men, and he gave them all this big light, this torch light. And they covered it in a jar of clay, didn't they? And they went around the Midian camp by night. And every man was to hold that jar of clay in one hand and his sword in the other. And at the appointed signal, each man was to smash that clay jar. And the light would suddenly shine for all the people to see. And they would shout, "The sword for the Lord and for Gideon." And then when they did that, the Midian army was routed before them. The Bible says that we have this treasure of the knowledge of the Word of God in jars of clay. This physical body of mine is just a jar of clay. Adam was made from the dust of the ground. This body is just a jar of clay. But it's when this clay jar is smashed, that's when the light of the glory of God shines through. It's when the clay jar is smashed, that's when the victory of the Lord is won. Amen.
Amen.
At the moment, we have the Holy Spirit within. We have a light of glory within us. But we are clothed in jars of clay. And if people see us, they don't see anything different with us. But the Bible says one day, the Spirit will be poured out from on high. And He will possess not only our spirit, but also our physical body too. This is called the resurrection of the righteous. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 53, the Apostle Paul says, "Now I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep." Remember, Christians sleep, unbelievers die. We sleep. We sleep because one day we will wake up. But it says we will not all sleep, but we will be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised. Incorruptible. And we will be changed. This mortal will put on immortality. Many people in this world, they seek after immortality. The Greeks used to say, bathe in the waters of youth. If you bathe in these special waters, you will be renewed all the time and you'll have everlasting life. People have different thoughts that they want to live forever. Nobody wants to die. But Jesus has given us a way which we can have immortality. But you cannot enter heaven with this physical body. You have to be changed. And this is the great promise for every believer. You may live on this earth for 70, 80 years, who knows? But you're just passing through. Because one day you will be raised and you will be changed. The Bible calls it the resurrection of the righteous. This is the ultimate baptism. When the Holy Spirit is poured out upon high, and we receive the fullness of the Spirit. The prophet Joel speaks of the early and the latter rains. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. He says, rejoice. Rejoice, sons of Zion. Be glad in the Lord your God. For he has given you the early rain for your vindication. That's like the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was first outpoured upon all flesh. And he has poured out for you the rain, the early rain and the latter rain. The Bible speaks of a great latter day outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this is specifically linked to the resurrection of the dead. In Ezekiel chapter 37, it's the account of the Valley of the Dry Bones. And Ezekiel says that the hand of the Lord was upon me. He set me down in a valley and it was full of bones. And there were many, many bones and they were very dry. And he said, son of man, can these bones live? And he said, only you know, Lord. And he said to me, prophesy over these bones. And say to them that I will cause sinews to come upon you. I will clothe you with flesh. And I will put breath back into you. That you may become alive. And so you will know that I am the Lord. And he prophesied as he was commanded. And there was a great rattling noise as bone came to bone. The flesh grew and the sinews connected the bones. And they stood up, but there was no spirit, there was no breath in them. So God said, speak to the breath, speak to the spirit. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these bones. Breathe into those who are slain that they may come to life. And he did so. And they came to life and stood on their feet. An exceedingly great army. And he says, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. You are an Israelite. Did you know that? If you follow the God of Israel, you have been grafted into Israel. And we say our bones have been dried up. Our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. You see, there's coming a time for the church when it will experience grave persecution on this earth. The Bible speaks of a time called the Great Tribulation that will come upon this earth. And Jesus says, brother will betray brother to death and a father his child. You will be hated by all nations because of me. There will come a time when the person who puts you to death will think they're doing a service to God. It talks of a time when the Antichrist will come against the church. And it says that the people of God will be given into his hand for a time, times and half a time. Until the time set by the Father. And he says that this will cause you to be suffering for the kingdom. And he says, I'm not going to stop it. You just need to have faithfulness in it. And it will last for this certain amount of time. And effectively, the church as we know it will no longer exist. Because the church will have to go underground. Churches will be banned. And people will have to worship this Antichrist figure instead. And all these people who are in it for the money, you won't see them anywhere. And it says you will neither be able to buy nor sell unless you receive the mark of the beast. But if you receive that mark, then you will have your place in the lake of fire. And you'll have the choice, do I take the mark of the beast or do I stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a bit like the early church when the Romans had power over them. They said you can practice your religion. You can go to church, but once every year, you need to take this incense and offer it to the emperor. To acknowledge him that he is God. You can still pray to your God for the rest of the year. As long as you give your little bit of incense to the emperor once a year. But God said, I am a great God, and thou shalt, you shall have no other God beside me. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian 364 days of the year. If you decide to worship the emperor on one of those days, then you've denied your God. And the early church refused to do that. That's why they were thrown to the lions. Whole families were brought out into the Colosseum. I don't know if you know about the Colosseum. They were made to fight gladiators, trained fighters. Or they were just given to the lions to eat. And fathers would take their whole family, all their children.
And
they would stand there together, and then the lions would come and just eat them. The people would watch it, and it was sport to them. But they were not willing to compromise the holiness of their God. You see, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and that they did not love their lives so as to shrink from death. You see, these things are going to happen again someday. Maybe not in the same way, but it's going to happen. There were many Christians at that time who said, oh, it doesn't matter if I give a bit of stuff to the emperor, a bit of incense. I'll save my skin. Jesus said, except a man give up everything he has, he cannot be my disciple. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life will find it. The time of the end is a troubled time for the church. But God will deliver the church out of it. When the Holy Spirit is poured out from on high. Poured out upon the dry bones. It is only when we come to that point where we say, our hope is completely dried up. We are completely cut off. That's when the Lord will move on our behalf. Do you remember when Jesus spoke to the disciples on the Mount of Olives? They brought to his attention the magnificent temple building. What did Jesus say about that temple? He said, not one stone will remain on another, but they will be thrown down. Do you know the Bible calls us a temple in the Lord? Each of us is a living stone being fitted together. To form a spiritual house where sacrifices can be given to the Lord. One day that temple is going to be ripped down stone by stone. Exactly the way that temple was ripped down stone by stone. Till they're like dry bones on the ground. And God says, can these dry bones live? Can these stones be anything? But God specializes in resurrection. Because when the Holy Spirit is poured out from on high, all those stones will be put together once more to become a holy city, Mount Zion, the true temple of the Lord. Remember John in the Spirit in the book of Revelation. The angel said, see the New Jerusalem. Or come see the bride of the Lamb. And he looked and he saw a city. The New Jerusalem. That's us. We are that new city. We're all little stones of that city. And one day when the Lord Jesus returns, and the Spirit is poured out from on high, every one of those stones will be put back together again. And that city will shine with the glory of God. A very great brilliance. He says in verse 12 of Ezekiel
37,
talking about the dry bones. He says, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my Spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is the great baptism which is yet to take place. The fullness of the baptism, the completion of the baptism. When the Holy Spirit is poured out from on high. And instead of a physical body, we are given a spiritual body. A body of power. A body that is glorious. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me finish there.